the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears hear and listen." Then the disciples came and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. The reason I speak to them in parables is that seeing, they do not perceive, and hearing, they do not listen, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'You will indeed listen, but never understand. And you will indeed look, but never perceive.' For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and understand with their heart in turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word. But the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. Today, as we celebrate this Eucharist, at Sinsinawa, we celebrate Jubilees. And the readings for this 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time are anything but ordinary. Though I've chosen the Gospel to read for this preaching, each of them would be appropriate. Isaiah speaks about God's word, comparing it to rain that comes down from the heavens, saying, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." And of course, the sisters who are celebrating 50 years of vowed life can look back at their lives and say that God indeed was with them. And they or their families and friends can say they had indeed achieved God's will for them. The reading from Paul's letter to the Romans says, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us." Surely, over the past 50 years, there have been sufferings. Every sister and every family knows in their hearts what those sufferings were. Even if we do not know what is carried in the privacy of each heart, we have only to look at the 50 years of history in our church and in our world to know the truth of what they have been through. The psalm response, which reads, "The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest," speaks to the fidelity of these sisters over the years. It is the Gospel, though, which ties this all together by presenting the familiar parable of the sower who went out to sow his seed. Not that the seed, which is, after all, the Word of God, is the focus of the parable, but rather the soil which receives it. Or, as spiritual writer Thomas Merton once said, "You do not need to know precisely what is happening or exactly what it is all going, where it is all going. What you need is to recognize the possibilities and the challenges offered by the present moment and to embrace them with courage, faith, and hope." This is indeed what our jubilarians recognized and provided the proper soil for. Courage, faith, and hope were actually their response in the fullness of their beings. And after 50 years, they can celebrate the good soil they have been. Jesus, in this parable, introduces the jubilarians and all of us who listen to the word to his love and to the encouragement to continue hearing and responding.